This audio is brought to you by Muslim Central. Please consider donating to help cover our running costs and future projects by visiting www.muslimcentral.com/donate.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Allahu akbar, Allahu akbar. Allahu akbar, Allahu akbar. Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah. Ashhadu an محمد رسول الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله هيا إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها وبث منهما رجالا كثيرا ونساء واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما أما بعد فإن أصدق الحديث كتاب الله وخير الهدى هدى محمد بن عبد الله صلى الله عليه وسلم وشر الأمور محدثاتها وكل محدثة بدعة وكل بدعة ضلالة وكل ضلالة في النار الحمد لله we praise Allah we seek His aid and forgiveness we seek refuge in Allah from the evil of ourselves and the evil of our bad deeds whomsoever Allah guides none can misguide And whomsoever Allah allows to be led astray, none can guide aright. And I bear witness that there is no one worthy of worship except Allah, the Exalted, and that Muhammad, peace and blessings be upon him, is his last messenger and servant. O you who believe, be mindful of Allah and die not except in a state of submission to him alone. O humanity, be mindful of Allah who created you from a single soul, and from that created his mate, and from that scatters many men and women. O humanity, be mindful of Allah and do not cut off relations with your kin, with your relatives. Indeed, Allah is ar-raqib. He is the monitor over you. O humanity, be mindful of Allah and speak the truth in order for him to accept your deeds and forgive us of our shortcomings. And whoever obeys Allah and his messenger has indeed achieved the greatest achievement. As to what follows, indeed, the best speech is the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the best guidance is that of Muhammad, peace and blessings be upon him. And of the worst affairs in our doctrinal system about Islam are the newly invented ones. For every newly invented affair in this situation is an innovation. And for every innovation is a form of going astray. And for every form of going astray is in the fire of hell. Alhamdulillah, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, there was a companion by the name of Jabir ibn Abdullah radiallahu anhu. Jabir ibn Abdullah entered the masjid. And when he entered the masjid, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told him to get up and pray 2 rak'at. Because you see, Jabir came in the masjid and he sat down. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam instructed him to get up and to pray 2 rak'atain khafifatain. And I say that to say that if I see any youth now or in the future speaking, talking, I will address them as I'm about to address now. The youth that I see talking, I will call you out. As the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam stopped the khutbah to teach and instruct. Make no mistake that I will do so, because the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, "Man qala li akhihi ansit," the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, whoever says to his brother, ansit, to be quiet during the khutbah, that means his khutbah can possibly be invalid as well. It's important for us to be quiet and listen during the khutbah, and this is a reminder to the parents as well, to instruct our youth to understand the greatness of the khutbah, to understand the greatness of what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala calls dhikrullah. Fas'au ila dhikrillahi wa dharul bay'. To the degree that he told the companions, he told the Muslims to leave off buying and selling, which is obligatory upon the Muslims because that is the way that they provide for their family. Mentioning this to show the importance of this, particularly for the parents to teach our children that when they come to the masjid, it is a different way that we act. It is a different level of respect. خُذُوا زِينَتَكُمْ عِنْدَ كُلِّ مَسْجِدٍ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, O you who believe, خُذُوا زِينَتَكُمْ. Take your beauty, beautify yourself, dress your best dress. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam also told them to wear abyad. He recommended for the companions to wear white because that is a sign of cleanliness, and that during that time, the companions, probably the only time during the week that they would bathe because they were out in their farms, out in their properties. He also instructed them to make ghusl on yawmul jum'ah. And this is why some of the scholars say that it is obligatory to have ghusl on yawmul jum'ah, to take a bath on yawmul jum'ah, because during their time, that was probably the only time during the week, as we see in the explanation of Sahih Muslim by Imam an-Nawawi. In any case, brothers and sisters, make no mistake, parents, it is important for our youth to understand the importance of yawmul jum'ah, the mannerisms of yawmul jum'ah, and how to act in the house of Allah. With that being the case, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told a companion, well, he wasn't a companion at the time, his name was Adi, and he was calling him to Islam. He says, "Ma yufirruka ya Adi?" Adi, what is making you run away from this truth? That the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, as his hadith is in Musnad Imam Ahmad, he told him, what is making you run away from this truth? Asking him. It was a question that he knew, and he felt that Adi was become Muslim. And then he told Adi, do you not know, actually, that Allah is Al-Akbar. He's greater than every single thing. And I want us to capitalize on this beautiful name today, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's name is Al-Akbar, one of them. And that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when he mentions this name, it's important, rather incumbent, for saving our iman, maintaining our iman, enriching our belief in Allah, understanding the importance of the name Al-Akbar. That when we say Allahu Akbar, La ilaha illallah, Wallahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Walillahi alhamd, that Allah is the greatest, Allah is the greatest, there's no one worthy of worship except Him. You notice how we say Akbar, and in Arabic it could literally translate to mean greater than, which is a comparative. But in actuality, we know based on our knowledge and experience of God that it is the superlative, meaning that He is the greatest, not greater than. Why do we not even say greater? Because there is no comparison with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There is no comparison with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In all of His attributes, all of His names and His attributes, and the more you know Allah, the more you establish a relationship with Him, an intimate relationship with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Meaning that when you are by yourself, and you know you've committed that particular sin, and you go back to it consistently, you think to yourself, Al-Ghafoor, that Allah is the all-forgiving. Ar-Rahim, that Allah is the beneficent. That with this sin that I've committed, I know that I've consistently made this mistake. And I know it is a desire that I have. But when I'm alone with You, Ya Allah, I feel terrible. We know that Allah is Akbar fi ghufranihi. We know that Allah is Akbar in His rahmah. That Allah is the greatest. There is no manifestation of forgiveness greater than God's forgiveness. You may have oppressed me, brother or sister. I may have oppressed you, and you still have not gotten over it. The next year of Ramadan comes around, you say, I'm not going to forgive that brother. Somebody gives you the phone to text him. Just say hello. Just say Ramadan Mubarak. No. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, as soon as you knock on the door of forgiveness, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is ready to forgive. Allah is ready to forgive. So when we look at the name Al-Akbar, we know that in all of His attributes, it is greater than we can ever imagine or we can ever actualize within ourselves. So if I try to forgive someone, that forgiveness may have a certain motive behind it. That forgiveness may be temporary. But with Allah's forgiveness, it is because He loves you and He only wants what is best for you. On this day of Eid, we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make us of those that celebrate His name and celebrate His greatness. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is consistently talking about celebration, yes, in the Quran, the way that one celebrates is they ponder over what He has given them. And that's the first advice I want to give to all of us, is to be thoughtful. 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 Meaning that we think, we ponder, we reflect. And this in Arabic is dhikr. Dhikrullah. Remembering Allah. Thinking about His actions in our lives. We have went the past couple of years through a sickness, an epidemic that has affected the whole world. To where some of us, we still wear masks because of the situation. Our specific situation or that which we feel may be happening around us that can affect us in a negative way. Because of what has emerged a couple of years ago. But we are still able to come to the mosque and to celebrate with our families. To celebrate and to honor what? To honor what? To honor the Creator of the heavens and the earth that has enabled us physically, psychologically, brothers and sisters. We should not belittle the fact that psychologically, we still have the effort, the wherewithal, and dare I say, and associate Iman with our psychology to come close to Allah voluntarily. Brothers and sisters, as some of you know, I was in Turkey 10 days after the earthquake. The wife of one of the mayors of the towns, Gaziantep, she mentioned one thing that we will need in the next couple of years. We thank you for coming to our country and helping. But one of the most important things is that we will need an infrastructure, particularly of two things, education and psychiatry. Psychiatric wards. Because people will be affected by what they've seen, their senses. And I'm saying their senses because there were some of what they've seen and even, subhanAllah, what they have smelled. upon our trip over there, they said you may have to wear a mask because the corpses that you may encounter when they pull the rubble off. This reality, brothers and sisters, be thankful and do not belittle the fact that you coming to the masjid in the middle of the day on one of the best days of the year, wallahi, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reward each and every single one of you. Ameen. Because this is so important that you are making the deen of Allah great in your life, in your day, in your actions with your family and with others. That when you send a text out, the Eid Mubarak, to your co-workers that may not be Muslim, to the relative that you're trying to bring back, to the individual that may have had something in their life that has been very traumatizing, and you're doing your best to call them back to Allah, to call them back to prayer, to call them back to His thoughtfulness, to be thoughtful about God, to know that life is temporary, and to make them ponder and think about where they will go. As all of us, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has chosen a particular time, place, event, situation that He chooses to take us off of this earth. But being thoughtful about what Allah makes great is from the taqwa of the heart. It is from the mindfulness and the remembrance and the fear of the heart. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran, when He speaks about the ceremonial practices of Hajj, He concludes it by saying, لَنْ يَنَالَ اللَّهَ لُحُومُهَا وَلَا دِمَاؤُهَا وَلَكِنْ يَنَالُهُ التَّقْوَى مِنْكُمْ. Allah says, after speaking about the animal that will be sacrificed on the day of Eid in Hajj, He said, the blood nor the meat will reach Allah. You know, when you sacrifice the animal, it's not like it's going to ascend up into the sky. Allah says, this doesn't reach Allah, but it is the taqwa that reaches Allah. It is the mindfulness that leads to obedience, that leads to fear, that leads to honesty, that leads to awe of Allah, that pushed you to do. I don't know why Allah chose a cattle. I don't know why Allah chose this animal. Why did He choose this day? Why did He choose in this country? Why did He choose in this situation where I'm wearing two towels? Why did He choose this? I don't know. But you know what? I know that Allah is akbar fi ilmihi. I know that His knowledge is greater than my knowledge. I know that He is akbar fi hikmatihi wa fi hukmihi. I know that He is the greatest in His wisdom and in His legislation, meaning that whatever He legislated, it may not sit well with me. That's fine, you're human. But that's where you have to make a choice. Who is more knowledgeable of myself? Is it me or is it the one that created me? When we say Allahu Akbar, we should think of that. Upon the conclusion of Ramadan, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants you to celebrate. But He wants you to celebrate with thoughtfulness. He wants you to celebrate with thoughtfulness, to remember Him, to be of those that are of the azzakirin and also of ashakirin. أقول قولي هذا واستغفر الله لي ولكم لسائر المسلمين فاستغفروه إنه هو الغفور الرحيم. الحمد لله على إحسانه والشكر والتوفيق على امتنانه. So when we talk about the first thing, reminding ourselves about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, about His greatness, about His majesty. Brothers and sisters, do yourself a favor and read the names and attributes of Allah. You know, the names that you have on your wall, they're 99, even though there's many more than that. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants you to read them, to ponder over them. Because one day you look at the name Al-Wasir, for example, the abundant. To have a life of abundance. That Allah gives how He wills, and when He gives with no limits because it is up to Him. When Allah wants us to worship Him, it is only for our benefit. It is not for Allah, which for can express that there is a need from Allah. Rather, it is for the sake of Allah, that Allah wants it for you to be a better you. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the one that wants the best for you. But He created you with raw materials. He created you with a motherboard. He created you with a fitrah, that natural inclination that we have that is pure and pristine, but can be affected by societal ills, friends, family, politics. It can be affected by that. And that is why it's important for the Muslim to be thoughtful and have dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this day of Eid, which is the conclusion of a month of exponential thoughtfulness of Allah, the month of Ramadan, as it concludes, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala instructs us to say Allahu Akbar. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran, when he talks about the month of Ramadan, and he gives some of the rulings regarding Ramadan, when he says, after A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajeem, فَمَنْ شَهِدَ مِنْكُمُ الشَّهْرَ فَلْيَصُمْهُ وَمَنْ كَانَ مِنْكُمْ مَرِيضًا أَوْ عَلَى سَفَرٍ فَعِدَّةٌ مِنْ أَيَّامٍ أُخَرَ يُرِيدُ اللَّهُ بِكُمُ الْيُسْرَ وَلَا يُرِيدُ بِكُمُ الْعُسْرَ وَلِتُكْمِلُوا الْعِدَّةَ وَلِتُكَبِّرُوا اللَّهَ عَلَى مَا هَدَاكُمْ وَلَعَلَّكُمْ تَشْكُرُونَ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, whoever witnesses the month, يعني whoever witnesses the moon, فَلْيَصُمْ, an imperative verb, to fast. When you witness the moon, the crescent moon, whether it's the beginning or ending, that marks the beginning of the moon in the lunar calendar, which we follow as Muslims. وَمَنْ كَانَ مِنْكُمْ مَرِيضًا, and whoever is sick or traveling, فَعِدَّةٌ مِنْ أَيَّامٍ أُخَرٍ, then the appointed days are for other days. If you are sick and it is a bad sickness or a chronic illness, you may not have to fast and feed a poor person. Or if it is a mild sickness, an acute illness, then you just don't fast that day. And when you're better, the remaining 11 months, you can make up that day. But you must make up that day. Or traveling, you can break your fast if you wish, but you have to make it up. That's what he means. فَعِدَّةٌ مِنْ أَيَّامٍ أُخَرٍ, other days. Then Allah says, Allah wants for you ease and does not want for you hardship. Brothers and sisters, wallahi, let's stop here. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, inna hadha deenu yusr. Inna hadha deenu yusr. Inna hadha deenu yusr. He said, this religion is easy. Walan yushaddu ahadun illa ghalaba. He said, and it will not be harmful. It will not be hard upon the Muslim, or the Muslim is not hard upon themselves. Shaddu ahadan. It is not hard upon the Muslim except the one that when he is harsh upon him or himself, it will overpower them to being too hard on themselves. But this religion is easy from the aspect that one just has to try, and that trying is religiosity. Making the attempt is religiosity. Getting up in the morning and instructing your family, or at nighttime and saying, we have Eid tomorrow. Or saying, I'm not able to make it, but I'm going to make Jum'ah on this day. And I'm going to celebrate the greatness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah wants for you ease and doesn't want for you hardship. No, Allah is telling you here, his intention behind your creation. His intention behind giving you a framework. What is the framework after you're created? What are you supposed to do? He gives you the Quran. He gives you the actualization of the Quran. How do you live it? There are prophets. There's a prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, which even tells you how to go to the bathroom. That is how much ease Allah wants from you. In everything that you do, he wants it to be holy, to be grand, to be respected, to be moral, to be clean, to be honorable, to be honest. In everything that you do, to where when people see it, the other individuals that are connected to their fitrah, they will see it, they will spot it, and it's something beyond our tangible senses. It's something that connects to the heart. That is how deep the message of Islam is, because the message of Islam is from Allah. When we say muqallib al-qulub, the Prophet ﷺ was in prostration, he said, oh, the one that flips the hearts, make my heart firm on your religion. Firm. So when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says he wants for you ease and doesn't want for you hardship, and then he says after that, وَلِتُكْمِلُوا الْعِدَّةَ وَلِتُكَبِّرُوا اللَّهَ عَلَى مَا هَدَاكُمْ. After he says he wants for you ease and doesn't want for you hardship, and then he says, and for you to complete the appointed period, which is the 30 days of Ramadan. And then after that he says, لِتُكَبِّرُوا اللَّهَ تَكْبِيرُ عَلَى مَا هَدَاكُمْ, upon what he has guided you. And to make God great upon what he has guided you, perhaps you will be of the thankful. And that's the second advice on this day of Eid, brothers and sisters. Thankfulness. Gratitude. thankfulness and gratitude. If each and every single one of us was to leave out of this masjid, and we were to give you $500, each and every single one, even the kids, $500 certificate, gift certificate to Costco, Sam's Wholesale, any department store, to where every single individual can buy a video game or buy a pair of jeans or some socks or a barbecue grill. You would say thank you. And you know what? Every time you come to this match, you say, I'm going to ICC for Ramadan next year. Why? You know why. I'm making Salatul Eid at Masjid ICC. Why? You know why. What about your eyes and hands that you use to grab the card? Your intellect that you use to use the card. Who gave you that? So when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is talking about this appointed period, to say Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, that is a sign of your taqwa and that is a sign of your gratitude. And that's why he says, وَلَعَلَّكُمْ تَشْكُرُونَ. La'alla literally means, and perhaps you may be. If you think about what was just mentioned earlier, I want for you ease, don't want for you hardship, complete the period, the time period, and say Allahu Akbar, perhaps if you think and ponder over that, you will be of the tashkurun. You will be of those that are grateful. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us grateful on this beautiful day. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make this a day that we celebrate in our hearts, in our minds, in our actions, to where it shows in our actions and on our tongues. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us of those that glorify His name throughout the day. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us of those that praise Him and honor Him. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us of those that praise and honor this deen and this religion. رَبَّنَا آتِنَا فِي الدُّنْيَا حَسَنَةً وَفِي الْآخِرَةِ حَسَنَةً وَقِنَا عَذَابَ النَّارِ رَبَّنَا اغْفِرْ لَنَا ذُنُوبَنَا وَكَفِّرْ عَنَّا سَيِّئَاتِنَا وَتَوَفَّنَا مَعَ الْأَبْرَارِ يَا أَيُّهَا الْمُؤْمِنُونَ إِنَّ اللَّهَ يَأْمُرُ بِالْعَدْلِ وَالْإِحْسَانِ وَإِيتَاءِ ذِي الْقُرْبَى وَيَنْهَى عَنِ الْفَحْشَاءِ وَالْمُنكَرِ وَالْبَغْيِ يَعِظُكُمْ لَعَلَّكُمْ تَذَكَّرُونَ فَاذْكُرُوا اللَّهَ يَذْكُرْكُمْ. Remember Allah and He will be mindful of you. وَاشْكُرُوا عَلَى نِعْمِهِ يَزِدْكُمْ. And be thankful to Him, He will increase you. And the remembrance of Allah is the greatest thing, and Allah is well aware of what you do. Establish the prayer.
الله أكبر الله أكبر أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح قد قامت الصلاة قد قامت الصلاة الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله.
Still, I tell you how the women act. So the cross, straighten the lines, come close to one another, please. Allahu Akbar. سبحانك اللهم وبحمدك اسمك تعالى
الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين آمين. إذا جاء نصر الله والفتح ورأيت الناس يدخلون في دين الله أفواجا فسبح بحمد ربك واستغفره إنه كان توابا. الله أكبر. سمع الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين آمين بسم الله قل أعوذ برب الفلق من شر ما خلق ومن شر غاسق إذا وقب ومن شر النفاثات في العقد ومن شر حاسد إذا حسد الله أكبر سمع الله لمن حمده الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر السلام عليكم ورحمة الله السلام عليكم ورحمة الله